Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Psalm chapter 32, verses 1 through 5.
Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me, my strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Now, today's devotional reflection. I read an article by Laura Joseph where she narrated an amusing yet guilt-inducing episode. She mentioned having a phone conversation with her friend, who asked about her whereabouts while she was having lunch. Laura admitted to sitting in her car in her garage, which led her friend to wonder why she was eating in her car in the garage. Laura confessed that she did so because she wanted to enjoy her lunch without her pet macaw and other birds interrupting. Laura's story reminds me of a more dramatic, guilt-inducing episode, the biblical narrative of Joseph. Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery, which must have burdened them with guilt for years. Of course, what the brothers meant for evil, God meant for good. After a famine struck, as Pharaoh had dreamt, Jacob sent his sons to Egypt to buy food. God used Joseph to interpret Pharaoh's dream, and Pharaoh had set Joseph up as second in command. Joseph was in charge of ensuring there was enough food to last throughout the famine. In Egypt, Joseph recognized his brothers, but they didn't recognize him. After spending 3 days in custody, Joseph's brothers confessed to each other, admitting that they believed they were being punished because they betrayed Joseph. For years, they carried the guilt for their actions towards Joseph. In the end, Joseph and his entire family were reunited. Joseph forgave his brothers, and the burden of guilt was removed. Joseph's famous reply to his brothers was, "God meant this for good. So many people would be saved." The psalmist expresses how beautiful it is to have one's guilt removed. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. If you are a Christian, you no longer need to feel guilt over your past. In Christ, your guilt is covered and forgiven. Should you mess up in the future, sincerely ask Jesus to forgive you. Why? Because all your sins were forgiven and covered by his work at Calvary. Have you asked Jesus to forgive you? If you have never asked him, ask him today and start enjoying a guilt-free life. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.